What is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the value of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and rosacea and eczema and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. If you have a friend or a loved one or a workmate who's not feeling as well as they might, who has some kind of health challenge and you want to get them on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have a success story you want to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, we want to hear from you. 866-582-9933 is our number on The Bright Side, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, that you hear advertised on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my favorites, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids, the Ultimate Enzymes, and many, many more products. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to make some money selling longevity products, if you want to start a business and take advantage of all the perks that come along with having a business, including tax breaks. And if you want to get your products wholesale, save some shipping costs, click on the Join Now link for a one-time $10 fee. You can have a longevity business, and you can make some money getting healthy and getting your friends healthy, too. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Okay, welcome aboard. Thanks for joining us once again on the Bright Side. Moving on, I want to talk about the digestive system. We've been talking about peptides for the digestive system. We've been talking about peptide hormones. All of this falls in the category of Chapter 1, our Handbook of Good Nutrition. Chapter 1 is protein. I want to talk today about the digestive system organ that may be the most important structure in the entire digestive system, and that is the pancreas. Now, I don't want to diminish the role here of the stomach or the intestines or the liver, but when it comes to the actual digestion process, that is the actual breaking up of foodstuffs, there is no organ that is more important than this 70-gram or so body part that sits underneath the stomach. The pancreas, which is a veritable digestive enzyme factory, is the Rodney Dangerfield of the digestive system. It gets no respect. It's like the Mr. Irrelevant of the digestive system. In the NFL draft, the last player picked is the Mr. Irrelevant. He's, I think, the 500th or 600th player picked, and they call him Mr. Irrelevant. The pancreas is much the same way. It's the last place we think to look when there is some kind of digestive issue. That is, until we're dealing with a pancreatic health crisis, especially pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is the ultimate cancer death sentence. It's the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths. The one-year survival rate of pancreatic cancer is around 25%. It affects almost 30,000 Americans every year, and most people barely make it 6 months after diagnosis. And by the way, there's a really cool book called The Last Lecture by a guy named Randy Pausch, P-A-U-S-C-H, Randy Pausch. And it's a book about Randy's last year and a half of life after he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Randy Pausch was a computer science professor at Carnegie Mellon University. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Within 2 years, he was dead. He was 48 years old. And that's pretty much a typical age for somebody to get pancreatic cancer. The Last Lecture is a book that really, really makes you appreciate the gift of life. It's super inspiring. It's around 100 pages. You can read it in a couple couple hours. It's about 150 pages or so. It's a little book, and you can read in a couple hours, and it's very inspiring. It makes you appreciate the gift of life, and especially it makes you appreciate the gift of health. So if you can get a hold of the last lecture, I highly encourage you to read that book. So what is it about the pancreas that makes it so critical? Well, what most people know the pancreas is that it has something to do with insulin, and that's true. The pancreas, cells in the pancreas make insulin. The vast majority of insulin in the body is made in the pancreas. There is some insulin, actually, that's made in the gallbladder, as it turns out. But the vast majority of insulin is made in the pancreas. And most people who are diabetic or who know a diabetic are aware that the pancreas and insulin and diabetes are all interrelated. But the pancreas does way, way, way more than just make insulin. In fact, its most important role has nothing to do with insulin. Pancreas is the first most important key player in the digestive process after the stomach. It is an enzyme factory, and it specializes in the enzymes that break down proteins and fats and sugars. You can use supplemental pancreatic enzymes as digestive aids. Turn your ultimate enzymes over on the side, read the nutritional facts, and you'll see something called pancreatin. Pancreatin is a mixture of these digestive enzymes that come from the pancreas, these digestive enzymes that help break up protein and fat and sugar. People who have cystic fibrosis, which is a disease where the pancreas becomes sludgy with mucus, cystic fibrosis patients depend on supplemental pancreatic enzymes for digestion to be operated to work effectively. Defective secretion of pancreatic enzymes can lead to a serious loss of nutrients. It can lead to weight loss issues. It can lead to malabsorption issues. And you don't have to have cystic fibrosis for this to be a problem. Pancreatic insufficiency, problems with pancreatic juices, can cause a type of diabetes that doctors will call type 3 diabetes. You've heard of type 1 diabetes. That's an autoimmune disease. You've heard of type 2 diabetes. That's the kind of diabetes that occurs as we get older, and it's related to insulin resistance. Well, there's a type 3 diabetes, and this is a type of diabetes that is caused by problems with the pancreas. A lot of people think that diabetes comes first and then the pancreas becomes affected, but more and more researchers are beginning to think that, at least in some cases, pancreatic breakdown precedes and initiates diabetes. In any case, the pancreas is not only a major source of digestive enzymes, it's also a major source of digestive peptides, and it is responsive to digestive peptides. When food leaves your stomach and enters into the intestine, peptides are sent from the small intestine to the pancreas to announce the arrival of incoming food. Remember, these peptides that we've been talking about, these protein hormone molecules, these messenger molecules, are communicating from one part of the body to another. They're telling one part of the body what's going on in another part of the body. They're telling one part of the body to do something from another part of the body. And a message is sent from the intestine to the pancreas that basically announces incoming when food enters into the intestine. So food leaves the stomach, goes into the intestine, a signal is sent from the intestine via peptides to the pancreas that says, hey, we got some food in the intestine, and the pancreas is stimulated to dump out its digestive juices and digestive enzymes into the intestine to help continue the breakdown process of food that has left the stomach. All of this digestive action is going to be compromised if you're dealing with diabetes, or if you're dealing with pancreatitis, or if you're dealing with any kind of pancreatic insufficiency. Up to 30% of diabetics, both type 1 and type 2 diabetics, are dealing with some kind of pancreatic insufficiency issues, and that means digestive problems. If you are a diabetic and you're dealing with diarrhea or malabsorption, or you're not gaining weight, or you have any kind of digestive issues, I would highly consider highly suggest that you consider supplementing with pancreatic enzymes. One of the biggest problems with pancreatic insufficiency, which sometimes people will call PI or EPI for exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, one of the biggest problems is that you're not going to notice when you're having a specific pancreatic issue until it's bad enough to show up symptomatically. One of the most common signs of pancreatic insufficiency is something you're going to want to know about. We'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. If you're dealing with this common sign, you may want to consider having your pancreas checked or working with pancreatic enzymes. We'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. We're here every day. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. It's 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network. We also have all our shows archived at brightsideben.com. We also have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products and articles and videos that explain some of what I like to call the Bright Side philosophy. And if you want to join the team, the Bright Side Ben team, make some money selling longevity products, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. For a one-time $10 fee, you can have yourself a longevity business, make some money, or just get your products at the wholesale price. Okay, so back to the pancreas. There's a simple sign, a common sign of pancreatic insufficiency, and that involves your stools. If you're dealing with fatty stools, steatorrhea is the technical name, but fatty stools, stools that float, or large bulky stools, even if you're not eating a lot of food, these are major symptoms of pancreatic insufficiency, especially if they're associated with back pain or perhaps a loss of appetite. And remember, pancreatic cancer is serious business, folks. So if you're dealing with any of these symptoms and you suspect you may have a pancreatic issue, I would highly advise either having it looked at or getting yourself on pancreatic enzymes and see if that helps. The best way to deal with symptoms of pancreatic insufficiency, if they don't involve cancer, is using pancreatic enzymes and lots of them. And even if you don't have a malignancy, even if you're not dealing with cancer, as it turns out, pancreatic enzymes can actually address a lot of things. According to Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you can actually use pancreatic enzymes to treat cancer. When taken in high doses, pancreatic enzymes work in much the same way as chemotherapy. They keep tumor cells from dividing, so that the tumor cells stop growing or ultimately die without the toxicity of chemotherapy. Researchers have known about this, about the medicinal properties of pancreatic enzyme therapy since the early 1900s, when a Welsh doctor named John Beard discovered that pancreatic enzymes destroyed cancer cells. What Dr. Beard noticed was the fact that the human fetal pancreas starts secreting pancreatic enzymes around day 56, even though the fetus is obviously not eating anything. So what the heck is the pancreas doing in a fetus if the pancreas is a digestive organ and there's no food around? Well, Dr. Beard figured out that the pancreatic enzymes have something to do with stopping the growth of placental cells, cells that make up the placenta. Dr. Beard theorized that after birth and into adulthood, that there are placental cells that remain in the body. Today we know Dr. Beard was absolutely correct. Placental cells stay in the body well into adulthood. And Dr. Beard figured that cancer might have something to do with these placental cells. And so he started treating cancer-stricken mice with pancreatic enzymes, and voila, the cancer went away. Of course, Dr. Beard was blackballed by his fellow physicians in the great tradition of the ignorance of modern medicine, the ignorance that has plagued doctors and other medical professionals throughout history. And Dr. Beard, much like Dr. Semmelweis before him and Dr. Lister before him, died in obscurity. Whether or not pancreatic enzymes can reverse or halt malignancies is up for debate, but given the toxic and deadly alternatives, chemotherapy, if you're dealing with cancer, you may want to at least consider using pancreatic enzymes, or find yourself a naturopath who understands how to use pancreatic enzymes, or even better, use pancreatic enzymes, use pancreatin, use your ultimate enzymes before you're dealing with cancer, before you're dealing with pancreatic insufficiency, so you don't have to find out if Dr. Beard was right or Dr. Gonzalez was right. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that I am very, very, very fond of proteases, these enzymes that digest protein, bromelain and papain, things that you'll find in the ultimate enzymes from longevity. But the pancreatin in the ultimate enzymes is another important feature of this really versatile nutritional product, and another important reason why I'm always focusing on the ultimate enzymes, specifically for digestion, but also you can use the ultimate enzymes, as we said many times, to help lower inflammation. According to Dr. Edward Howell, who's considered the grandfather of enzyme therapy, he has a book called Enzyme Nutrition, a classic book about how to use enzymes for health. Dr. Edward Howell says that one of the main reasons that enzyme levels become depleted is because we're eating mostly processed, irradiated, and cooked foods. And this is one of the most important philosophical underpinnings of the raw food diet, and it's hard to argue with this concept. The one problem with eating raw food is the fact that some of the nutrients in veggies are locked up in cellulose, which is a super hard fiber that the human digestive system cannot process. For this reason, you might want to lightly steam some of your veggies, at least some of your veggies, applying just enough heat to loosen the fibers, not so much heat that you destroy the enzymes and the vitamins, but just enough heat to loosen the fibers, and you'll get more benefit out of your vegetables. Don't do it with all your veggies. You still want to make sure that you're eating some of your veggies raw. But for maybe 20 or 30% of your vegetables, lightly steam or lightly roast or lightly heat them. Lightly is the key. You don't want to overheat or overcook. If you want to see for yourself how important these locked up substances can be and the difference they can make in how you feel, try this little experiment. You're going to need a juicer that separates the pulp from the juice. Throw in some veggies, cabbage, kale, maybe some carrots, some green beans, cauliflower. Juice everything down and then separate the juice from the pulp. Put the juice in a glass, stick it in the fridge, and then take the pulp and add an equal amount of boiling water. If you have a couple of cups of pulp, add a couple of cups of boiling water. Let it sit for a minute or two. Let the pulp sit in with the boiling water for a couple minutes so the hot water can break down the cellulose, strain the fiber, and put the liquid in a glass. Now get your juice out of the fridge and drink it down. Hang out for a couple minutes. You'll probably notice that you got a nice little buzz going from the nutrients and some of the sugars that are in the veggies. Sit around for a couple of minutes, then go get your pulp water and then drink that down and see how good you're going to feel. What you'll notice is that as good as the veggie juice was, as much energy and vitality that you had from the veggie juice, you get even more energy, you get even more vitality from the pulp water. That's because you've accessed the nutrients that were trapped in the pulp that would ordinarily be unavailable. And most people actually just toss the pulp in the trash. That's one of the reasons why I like the Vitamix so much. Juicing with a Vitamix or really any other high-powered blender that grinds up the pulp allows you to take advantage of everything in the vegetables, including the trapped nutrients inside the pulp. As long as you use your juice right away, you're also going to get the digestive enzymes that have a positive effect on the pancreas. Drinking veggie juices is an awesome way to up your own enzymes. You see how easy it is to stay healthy, folks? Veggies, veggie juices, enzymes, eating less calories, using nutritional supplements. These are all easy to incorporate, inexpensive, healthful strategies that can keep you from interacting with doctors, keep you from interacting with drugs, keep you from interacting with insurance companies, and keep you from interacting with Obamacare that is coming up here in the next couple of years. There's another super interesting enzyme in pancreatic juices, and this is an enzyme that has got wonderful anti-inflammatory effects. If you're dealing with arthritis or if you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory pain, we've talked many times about how diseases are the result of inflammation. So if you're dealing with any kind of health issues, you're going to want to know what this enzyme is. It's actually a couple of enzymes that you can buy at a health food store that have wonderful, wonderful anti-inflammatory properties. And we're going to tell you what that is. We're going to talk about that on our next program. When we come back from our break, we'll start taking your phone calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a letter from Jeff. He says, I was wondering if there's any protocol recommendations for a condition known as 4D spots, otherwise known as sebaceous prominence. I call it sebaceous hyperplasia. Jeff says he suffered from this condition for a long time, can't seem to find substantial help regarding this matter. I deeply appreciate your consideration about my condition. Thank you. In peace, Jeffrey. Okay, so here's the deal. Anytime you have something growing that shouldn't be growing, there's 3 hormones that you want to be focusing on. The first is insulin, the second is estrogen, and the third is testosterone. Now, because there's a connection between estrogen and testosterone, we kind of refer to them as the same thing. So basically, when you're dealing with something growing when it shouldn't be growing, and I'm talking about skin tags, I'm talking about skin cells that are dividing too rapidly, like shows up in psoriasis or acne, fibroids, cysts. Anytime something is growing that shouldn't be growing, and that even means tumors, you want to focus on the hormone insulin, which is a growth hormone, and you want to focus on the complex, the testosterone and estrogen complex. Treat hypergrowth, hyperplasia, hyperkeratosis, hypergrowth, just too much growth. Tumor cysts, fibroids, skin tags, skin cells. Anytime cells are dividing too rapidly, in this case sebaceous cells, focus on insulin first. And given that 1 out of 3 Americans has an insulin problem, there's a good shot that that's what you're dealing with. How do you focus on insulin? It's simple. The first thing to do is reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods first. No matter what your issue is, reduce your impact, reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods. No matter what your health issue is, people, you cannot go wrong if you reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods. What are the insulin-spiking foods? Rice and grains and flour and oatmeal and potatoes and fruit juice and corn and desserts of all kinds and fruits for the most part. Although fruits do contain high amounts of fructose, which doesn't really affect your insulin that much, fruits also contain sucrose, which does. So focus on the foods that mess up your insulin. That's the first thing to do if you're dealing with any kind of growth issues, hypergrowth issues. The second thing you can do is you can potentize, make your insulin stronger. Potentize your insulin, make it more potent. And there's wonderful nutrients for doing that. Chromium, vanadium, the sweeties from Youngevity, which contains chromium and vanadium. Magnesium, taurine, arginine. These are all wonderful nutrients that you can get in supplemental fashion that will make your insulin more potent. The B vitamins, especially vitamins B1 and B3, work wonderfully with insulin. Alpha-lipoic acid, a supplement we don't talk a lot about, also is very important for blood sugar control and for making your insulin more potent. Now, whether or not this is going to immediately reverse your hyperplasia, your hypergrowth issue, your 4D spots, I can't tell you that for sure, but I can tell you it's a good bet, and I can also tell you you're going to feel better, you're going to increase your longevity, you're going to reduce microinflammation, and it's going to go a long way towards improving health challenges, whatever they may be. And there's a good chance that you may notice that your sebaceous issues, the sebaceous hyperplasia issues, your excess growth of sebaceous cells, will be benefited as well. So reducing insulin, focus on insulin, reducing insulin spiking foods, and focus on potentizing insulin. Working with estrogen and testosterone can also be helpful. The best way to do that is use essential fatty acids, make sure that you're digesting and processing fats, and get yourself on the B vitamins, which help the body make estrogen and testosterone as well, especially vitamin B6, by the way, but all the B vitamins. Where are you going to get your B vitamins in a supplemental form? I don't know any better source than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. If you're interested in water-soluble nutrients like the B vitamins and vitamin C, get on the BTT. If you've got blood sugar issues, get on the BTT. If you want to lose weight, if you want to increase or decrease your intake of calories and food, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's concentrated nutrition. The more nutrients you have, the less you're going to feel like eating. So for the working with insulin, lower your intake of insulin spiking foods, take nutrients that potentize insulin. For working with testosterone and estrogen, focus on the fatty system of the body, fat absorption, especially essential fatty acids. Use B vitamins, use magnesium, use zinc as well. Zinc is especially important for both blood sugar and testosterone, the male hormone system. And thanks so much for writing. Appreciate it, Jeffrey. All right, moving on to the telephones. 866-582-9933 is our number. Cassandra in Texas, what's going on?
Hi, my husband was reading a blog. He wants to take the Tangy Tangerine, but he read online somewhere that it said that a lot of the vitamins and minerals that are in there have over the 100% of your daily value.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it over? Yeah.
Who sets? Let's ask a good question, actually, Cassandra. Who sets that 100%? Do you suppose?
Like who makes the government?
Do you like the government and trust the government?
Not all the time.
Do you believe that the government has your best interests in mind?
Probably not, right?
Well, as it turns out, it's one thing if the government doesn't have your interest in mind when it comes to taking your money and taxing you and spending money where you don't want it spent, but it's a whole other issue if your government doesn't have your interest in mind when they tell you what kind of nutrition to do, when they take care of your health. And I would highly suggest that nobody pays any attention to government recommendations at all when it comes to health. Now, it turns out that the RDAs, the recommended daily allowances, are set by not necessarily the government, but by scientists that work for the government, and it's based on deficiency diseases. So when they tell you that you need, for example, 60 milligrams of vitamin C, what they're telling you is you need not that you need 60 milligrams of vitamin C to be healthy, but that you need 60 milligrams of vitamin C to keep you from dying. You understand what I'm saying? When they tell you that you need, for example, 10 milligrams a day of zinc, they're telling you you need 10 milligrams a day of zinc to keep you from going into a zinc deficiency disease state. When I tell you you need 50 milligrams a day, which is five times the recommended daily allowance of zinc, I'm telling you you need 50 milligrams of zinc to be healthy. You see the difference? Are you satisfied with simply not having a deficiency disease, or do you want to be maximally healthy? That's what it really boils down to. The recommended daily allowances are set up to prevent you from having a disease, not to keep you healthy. The assumption is that when you don't have a disease, you're healthy. Well, I don't find that. I don't believe that. To me, being healthy is when you're strong and you're vital and you're excited to be alive and you have an ability to resist whatever comes your way in terms of bacteria and infections and diseases. I'm not, in my opinion, it's not a question of avoiding diseases as much as it's a question of staying and keeping and maintaining powerful health. And you cannot stay and maintain and keep powerful health if you're following the recommended daily allowances. That's not what they're set up for. In fact, some nutritionists have come up with something they call the ODI, which stands for the optimum daily intake. And the optimum daily intake transcends the recommended daily allowances sometimes by 10 times. So when we talk about mega dosing, and when you look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you see you're getting 187% of this, or 667% of that, or 1,500% of another nutritional supplement, what you're talking about is the amount of nutrients that it takes not to keep you from being sick, but to keep you strong and vital and healthy. Optimum amounts, not minimum amounts. Does that make sense, Cassandra? Did I explain that well? Okay, so that's the reasoning behind these high doses, and that's the reason why I recommend much, much higher doses than the recommended daily allowances, the RDAs, which are like the minimum wage. If you're not satisfied with working for the minimum wage, don't be satisfied with minimum wage type of nutrients. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back on the bright side with your phone calls. Susan, hang tight. Kelly, hang tight. We'll try to get to both of you guys when we come back from our break. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. TGen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. Kelly in Kansas, what's going on?
How are you?
Hi, Kelly.
Thanks for taking my call. I've enjoyed your program. I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
I have a friend, he's 64 years old, he weighs about 155 pounds, and he has type 2 diabetes. He's been taking the Tangy Tangerine,
okay,
but he's on Metformin and Zocar, and his A1C hemoglobin is elevated to about 8, so they're going to put him on a new medication.
Please, that just makes two.
I know.
You're trying to make me angry here in this morning? I'm having a good morning. No, I'm just kidding you. Here's the deal. Diabetes is a lifestyle issue. It's almost like it's a voluntary health issue. It's like we have to choose to be diabetic, which means we can choose to not be diabetic. So then the question is, how do you do it? How do you choose to be not diabetic? Because if you ask your friend, he's going to tell you, of course, I don't want to be a diabetic. What his doctor should be doing, instead of dumping poison into his body to try and jack up his pancreas to try to make more insulin, which is what metformin does, instead of trying to poison his cells to stop making cholesterol, which is what the Zocor does, what they should be doing is trying to figure out, why is his blood sugar going crazy? Why is his insulin not working as it should? Does that make sense, first of all, how I explain that?
It does.
We want to figure out what's going on with the insulin, what's going on with the blood sugar. Instead of poisoning the system to make it do what we want it to do, let's figure out, why is it messed up? And there's only one reason why it's messed up. It's not an insulin fairy that shoots, you know, diabetes at you with a little fairy arrow. It has to do with something that's getting into the body, something we're doing. And that something we're doing is food. It has to do with how we eat. I don't know how many ways, different ways I can say this, folks. Diabetes is a food issue. Diabetes is a food issue. Even if it's type 1 diabetes, which is of autoimmune etiology, and even if it's type 3 diabetes, which has to do with the pancreas, diabetes is a food issue. It has to do with the foods we're eating. If you don't want diabetes, change the foods you're eating. If you already have diabetes, then you're going to need to do some nutritional supplements. Well, you should probably do nutritional supplements anyway. But first and foremost, it has to do with the foods we're eating. So here's what you do, or have your friend. You said this was your friend or relative?
No, this is a friend.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. You first of all, explain to him the food connection, because believe it or not, a lot of people don't even realize that there's a food connection. So tell them about the food connection. Tell them about the insulin-spiking foods, the foods that make insulin shoot up and eventually cause the body to stop listening to insulin. That's kind of what happens, by the way. Insulin shoots up in response to blood sugar to pull that sugar out of the blood, and eventually the body stops listening to insulin. That's called insulin resistance, and that's basically what you're dealing with diabetes. The body stops listening to insulin. So what we have to do is we have to make the body more sensitive to insulin again. And the first thing to do is reduce your intake of foods that cause insulin to wake up, that stimulate the insulin response. Those are breads and pastas and rice and potatoes and grains and all the foods we love to eat. You see why 1 out of 3 Americans is pre-diabetic or diabetic, because the foods we love to eat are diabetes-causing foods. So we've got to, first of all, understand the mechanism. Second of all, we have to focus on those kinds of foods. Now, here's where the rub comes. Here's where the little trick comes in. Because of how our brain is wired, we can't just say no. You know, Nancy Reagan had that wonderful phrase, just say no. Well, it doesn't work that easily, unfortunately, because there's a hard wiring in the brain. There's neural connections in the brain. There's brain chemistry that will send us on a one-pointed hunt for these kinds of foods. We can't just say no, and most people can't. I mean, think about it, ma'am. If somebody put a bunch of pasta right in front of you and you were really hungry, could you say no? It would be very difficult, right?
Right.
Well, not very easily, right? Because
right.
We are wired to do that, to go for the pasta, to go for these kinds of sugary foods. So what we have to do is we have to replace those foods. We have to start taking in foods that will allow us to easily withstand the urges for those kinds of foods. And the most important foods are going to be protein foods, and then also foods that contain lots of good fat. Between high protein and good fat, it becomes much easier to withstand the urges, the drives for the foods that mess up our blood sugar system. And you know what? In a nutshell, that is it. You got to replace the insulin-spiking foods with foods that will allow us to withstand those urges. Protein, especially eggs, if you can do eggs. Some people can't. But if you can do eggs, try this. Anybody listening out there, if you're one of those folks that can't to keep yourself away from the pasta or the bread or the rice or whatever kind of your favorite insulin-spiking food is, do 6 hard-boiled eggs. All right, that's a lot. Do 6 hard-boiled eggs and then see if pasta sounds good to you. I guarantee you it won't. And if you want to make extra sure that it won't, dump a bunch of flaxseed oil on top of the eggs and throw some salt on top of the eggs. Do 6 hard-boiled eggs or 7 hard-boiled eggs or 8 hard-boiled eggs. Put a bunch of oil on top of them, flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil. Sprinkle salt on top of it. Wolf them down. And then see how good pasta sounds to you or rice or potatoes or any of these foods that you're trying to withstand. Trying to avoid. Now, I know you're not going to sit and eat 6 hard-boiled eggs all day every time you want pasta, but it's just a way to demonstrate how effective a large input of protein can be for helping you avoid, keeping you away from that high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster. Does that make sense? Do you follow that?
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't have to be hard-boiled eggs. It could be whey protein. It could even be steak or fish or some kind of dense protein food. Make sure you combine it with oil and then throw salt on there, and that will be a demonstration for you how effective high protein, high fat can be for allowing you to stay off of these insulin-spiking foods. That's the first thing you want to do. Wean off of those insulin-spiking foods and wean on to more protein and essential fatty acids. Then there's nutrients that you can use, wonderful nutrients. In fact, if you do these things, within 2 or 3 days, you're going to start to notice, or your friend will start to notice, that his diabetic symptoms are improving. And considering that so many people are dealing with this diabetic crisis that we have in this country, doesn't it make sense to at least explore these possibilities, folks? So high protein, low fat allows you to wean yourself off of the high carbohydrate insulin spiking foods. Secondly, get yourself on nutrients that support the blood sugar system, and there's wonderful ones. We've gone over them many, many times. I'll do it again. Chromium and vanadium are superstars. Use the sweeties from Youngevity. Magnesium, another superstar for the blood sugar system. 1,000 milligrams a day, maybe even 2,000 milligrams a day. If you take your magnesium before bed, it will help relax you. If you're constipated, magnesium is a wonderful, wonderful laxative. Don't underestimate the importance of vitamin C for everything in the body, but it can also be important for the blood sugar system. Around 1,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day is a nice place to be. I would err on the side of more rather than less. Use your vitamin C in divided doses. The B complex, stupendously important for the blood sugar system, especially niacin and thiamine, vitamin B1 and B3. In fact, niacin, along with chromium, makes up something called the glucose tolerance factor in the body, and that's one of the main ways that the body handles sugar. So using the sweeties with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine together is a great way to help the body make this glucose tolerance factor to help your body process sugar. Zinc, super mineral for all kinds of things in the body, but especially for the blood sugar system, 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Zinc is not even one that is debatable. Everybody, get yourself on 50 milligrams a day of zinc. It's a must-have. have nutritional supplement. It'll cost you $3 a month for zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. And there's hundreds, literally hundreds of chemical reactions that depend on zinc. And it's especially important for the blood sugar system. The amino acids arginine and taurine are also very important for blood sugar. Around a gram or so a day of taurine and maybe even up to 5 grams a day of arginine is a good place to be. Taurine will help you with your digestive system. Arginine will help you make growth hormone. Arginine will also help you with cardiovascular, with heart function and blood pressure too. Get on choline. We don't talk enough about that wonderful nutrient, choline. It's like a B vitamin. It's a B vitamin type of substance. Choline can be found in lecithin, or you can actually use supplemental choline. Everything I'm telling you about here, by the way, is in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get on the BTT. It's $50 for a canister of the stuff. For the life of me, I cannot figure out why you people are not at least trying the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you have a diabetic issue or a blood sugar issue or any health issue, try at least get on it for 1 month and see if it makes a difference for you. If you're like most people, not only will it make a difference, it'll make it pretty darn quickly. And there's others too. Inositol is another important nutrient for the blood sugar system. I'd be taking 100 to 200 milligrams of inositol a day. Coenzyme Q10 can be helpful for the blood sugar system. Potassium can also be helpful. There's lots of ways to go. Folks, if you're dealing with a blood sugar issue, if you're dealing with diabetes, if you have hypoglycemia, it is not a death sentence. You are not condemned. It is a lifestyle issue. It is a food choice issue. And that means it is a 100% reversible as soon as you make better choices and as soon as you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side, friends. We'll be back at you tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about those two very important compounds that come out of the pancreas that have anti-inflammatory properties. You're going to want to tune into that. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.